This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Cutting the suicide rate among U.S. veterans in half by 2030 is the goal of Face the Fight, a new project launched by USAA and its partners. Joe Geiger has part two of a two-part interview with Amish Vakharia of USAA. Joe?
We have a guest coming back, Amish Vakharia, who is an executive in the USAA, and they're launching a program, Face the Fight, $40 million program to address veteran suicide. Amish, share with the listeners, if you will, what Face the Fight program looks like.
Joe, I'm glad to be here, be back with you. You know, Face the Fight, it's a coalition of corporations, foundations, nonprofit, and veteran-focused organizations who are coming together to both raise awareness and support for veteran suicide prevention. We've set an aspiration to cut the veteran suicide rate in half by 2030. We've worked with a team of experts, including the UT Health Science Center here at San Antonio, the Veterans Administration, the Department of Defense, RAND Corporation, and other nonprofit alliances to design both the philanthropic strategy and to identify the outcomes part of this. Initial grants from this have already been made to six nonprofit organizations, including Headstrong Project, the Ohio State University Foundation, UT Health Science Center in San Antonio, Stop Soldier Suicide, Cohen Veterans Network, and the University of Washington Foundation. The initial focus is on supporting nonprofit programs with specific areas around suicide prevention and training programs, clinical fellowships to strengthen the pipeline of qualified clinicians, and distribution of tools to veteran service organizations, the legal community, and other entities who work with veterans.
I assume that there will be a different approach in that. If you just call it suicide prevention, there may not be a willingness for someone to say, I'm really toying with the idea of killing myself. There are a lot of programs out there that work with the mental health of the organization, and you're going to collaborate with those. And I know from running a foundation for the last 10 years that there's a big hunger for helping veterans, and there's a big hunger for organizations that have different ways of doing it. You see equine programs, you see canine programs, you see support groups. As you look at the organizations who may request funding from you, how do they need to position themselves to get a favorable response?
You're absolutely right in that no one individual organization can address this alone. And so our goal here is, as you said, aspirational and intended to be a galvanizing force to inspire and mobilize others, given how many different groups are out there already attempting to help in some meaningful way. We've actually partnered with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, which is a leading nonprofit organization empowering, supporting, and honoring 5.5 million military caregivers. And so to your question around those wanting to join the coalition, again, would ask, they can learn more about how to do so by visiting wefacethefight.org. And that's how folks can see the different ways in which they can get connected, whether that's through philanthropic and giving, whether that's through services, whether that's through outreach and connectivity. There definitely is a whole host of ways that folks can get involved.
So in the nonprofit community, we get very protective of our programs. And if a nonprofit organization like Bravehearts organization it's in Illinois, it's an equine therapy program. How do you negotiate the comfort zone for that nonprofit? Are they going to need to give up some ownership of how they do things, or are you going to just provide money to help with that? Will you connect nonprofit organizations with each other when you see like and similar activities going?
I think it's a little bit of all of the above. So on the first side of the question of how can we make it easier for individuals and or organizations who want to give, we've established a dedicated donor advised fund. And what that does is for those who want to give but don't know which organizations or how to go about that and do their own research, this donor advised fund will give benefit from the research, the targeted research that USAA and the USAA Foundation have done, and will continue to ensure every dollar counts. So there's an identification and vetting process that we will go through on part of this, and 100% of contributions will be dedicated to Face the Fight grants. On the other side of the question of how are we going to select organizations to receive the grants, that's where we're connecting to the evidence-based programs to be able to see that the money is being directed where we see the greatest impact in terms of lives saved. And that, through here, the coalition, we've developed this dynamic modeling process, which is used often in public health programs, to help guide that so that the money is going to those organizations that where we see the greatest amount of impact to this ultimate objective of cutting the veteran suicide rate in half.
My guest is Amish Vakharia with USAA. What would you say to someone sitting out there saying you're just another program throwing money at a problem? How can you help them get past that?
This is a problem we can't ignore. USAA has been founded by the military and has served the military proudly for 101 years. And this is the number one topic. Our members and military families who aren't members are saying that they want to see us help address because of those astounding rates with veterans' suicide being 1.5 times out of the general population. Given 14 million military families we serve and the knowledge we've gained over 101 years in serving them, we think we have a lot to bring to the table and are excited about building this coalition to amplify and complement those existing efforts that are there.
How else can the citizen who was not part of the military help with the goal and the program that you're launching?
Giving through monetary contribution is one way. And you mentioned we have set up a donor advised fund for that, but there's so many other ways. And I think the easiest way for folks to learn more on the effort, how to help or how to join the fight, I recommend folks can go visit wefacethefight.org to learn more and get connected.
My guest today for interview number two is Amish Vakharia. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Brand Manager at USAA.
Joe, I appreciate the time and look forward to circling back and sharing the progress with you.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.